on your Saturday morning. If you want to get in touch, 9292 is the text. jack@newstalkzb.co.nz is my email address. jacktame.com is the Facebook page. We're going to have a competition up there in a wee while. Because this morning, just after 10 o'clock, we're going to be hearing from Dan Brown, he of however many trillion book sales, the author of The Da Vinci Code, will be with us after 10 o'clock. I'm going to ask him if he believes in God. I'd be interested to know that with Dan Brown. He is actually a fascinating guy, so stick around for that. Kevin Milner's with us this morning. Morning, Kev.
G'day, Jack. You know, we found last night a lop-eared white rabbit.
What?
A lop-eared white rabbit.
You found
one. It is an omen. The all-whites will pull a rabbit out of the hat tonight.
Very good. I was going to say it sounds like dinner tonight, Kevin. But
No. Incidentally, if anybody in the Raikarangi area where I live has lost a pet white rabbit, a lop-eared white rabbit, we've got it.
Yeah.
And looking after it.
Okay. Mm. That's good to know. Thanks, Kevin. It's good to know it's safe. Hey, we've got a big weekend of sport ahead of us, of course, with the All Whites, the All Blacks, the Māori All Blacks, the league as well. But your heart this week, Kevin, has been with Samoa and its sports stars.
Yeah, well, Samoa rugby's apparently bankrupt. You know, in a fair world, how could that be? Both rugby's codes, union and league, rely on Samoans to get them to the top. Samoa would have to be one of the world's great sporting countries on a per capita basis, maybe the greatest. Income from sport should be that country's biggest earner. And if you add to rugby union and league, you've got netball, boxing, track and field athletics. The list goes on of a magnificent Samoan athletic culture where their athletes represent their country or more commonly represent other countries. Some 500 Samoans play rugby in Europe. Heaven knows how many play league and rugby at the top level in Australia and New Zealand, yet Samoan rugby itself is bankrupt. The international game just doesn't work for them. More to the point, world rugby authorities don't care. At the upcoming test match at Twickenham, tickets will sell for around $200 each. Nearly all the ticket takings go to the English Rugby Union. The deal has always been the team that holds the match gets all the money. So the rich English Rugby Union gets the money. But England never plays in Samoa, so Samoa never gets the money. For that test match, the Samoan players will be paid around $1,000 each. The English players get around $40,000 each. They are playing the same game, for goodness sake. When Samoa plays here, we get the money, but the All Blacks got around to playing in Samoa for the first time only last year. Samoan rugby's being shafted by the rich rugby-playing unions, as, of course, are the rest of the Pacific countries who also provide so many of our great players. World Rugby needs to urgently address this unbalance, and it could do so very easily. If it doesn't, I'd love Samoa's elite rugby players, all those with Samoan heritage, to play not where the money is, but where their heart is, as Tongan League players have started to do. I'd love to see all Samoa's best rugby players turn up for their mother country, Samoa, at upcoming World Cups. I love the All Blacks, Jack, and maybe we'd win anyway, but Samoa with all its eligible players, wouldn't that be a magnificent sight?
Yeah.
And I'd be shouting for them.
Yeah, oh, I think I would too, Kevin. You're totally right. They have been pillaged, haven't they? All of those island nations have been pillaged for decades now. And you, like you say, you only need to look at some of the overseas leagues to see all the players of Samoan heritage playing away from their home. It is such a shame to see the Samoan Rugby Union in the state it's in at the moment. I see the English Rugby Union offering to support them with a little bit of money, but that's almost more insulting than anything. The real thing the English Rugby Union could have done is actually not pillage that union for decades and decades and decades. And of course, I think New Zealand has a lot to answer for as well, perhaps more than any other rugby union.
Totally agree.
Hey,
totally
what are you picking for this afternoon, Kev?
For the footy,
yep.
I'm sad. I'm going along.
Yeah,
we're making a huge afternoon of it. But
good.
I suspect it'll be disappointment. But there you go,
Kev. You can't be saying that. No, you got to like hope for a draw. You never know with the All Whites.
Oh, of course not.
You never know. We've got a good lineup, and yeah. There's going to be an enormous support.
Where we beat Bahrain, was it? And that was extraordinary.
Too right. Yeah. Oh, it'll be very exciting. 4:15, of course, that game kicks off. You have yourself a wonderful time at the game, Kevin. Really appreciate your thoughts this morning.